I had a strong impulse to go back and watch porn, right? Shocker, right? Even though I've been clean for years, even though I killed that monster and buried it in the ground many years ago, sometimes the little monster does come back as a zombie. And sometimes I have to decide, do I let it come back to life, or do I finish it off and put a final blow in its brain? Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Fantasizing about porn. This is a conversation that I just had with one of the guys that I'm mentoring about his porn habit, and I want to use this example as to think about what to do when you're fantasizing about porn, how to eliminate it, and how to replace it, and also, more importantly, why we have fantasies in the first place. So this is an interesting thing, because many guys believe that it's impossible to get rid of fantasies, and it's just a way of life, and you're just going to have fantasies about porn your entire life, and you're just going to get triggered all the time when you see something at the gym or that person on Instagram or Facebook or wherever. It's not the case. And how do I know that? Because I've been through this myself. I've helped men wean off of this fantasy, these tiny little triggers. And also, my friends, my brothers, you have trained yourself to be triggered and to be tempted by certain types of content and through fantasizing. And that means you can train yourself out of it. You can do it, all right? So let's talk about what fantasizing is, and especially this guy that I was talking with. He identified that he was the most susceptible to thinking about porn and going down that train of thought when he was just kind of lying in bed, essentially when he was bored and had nothing to do, kind of before going to bed. And it often leads him to wanting to search certain things on Google, and then, you know, just kind of tame things and innocent things, and eventually going down the rabbit hole and watching porn, right? All of this can be lumped together and summarized simply by saying this. There is a little monster in your brain that is trying to be fed and is trying to get you back to watching porn and masturbating. In other words, you can call it dopamine, right? But I don't want to talk about brain stuff. I like to imagine it as a little monster. There's a little monster in your brain that is its sole purpose and desire is for you to feed it constantly so that it can survive and it can grow. Right. And if you've beaten porn for or quit porn for a number of weeks or a number of months, that monster gets smaller and smaller and smaller, but it's still there. And anytime you feel the urge to think about porn or to fantasize or to just search something or just watch that one TV show or that one movie, because you don't, you know, it's not porn, it's not sexual, but you know that there's sexual content in it. That, my friends, is that little monster that's begging you just to hang a piece of steak in front of its face so that it can just get a whiff of this steak so that it can eventually gulp it up. Basically, what you're doing when you start going down this thought train of fantasizing or even just Google searching some innocent things, what you're doing is you're putting a steak in front of a hungry dog. You're putting a steak in front of a hungry dog, and you're trying to say, hey, dog, sit. Don't touch the steak, don't eat it, don't indulge, and just leaving the dog there with the steak. That's what you're doing. So basically what I'm saying is, once you start fantasizing or once you start searching for certain things online, you've basically already lost the battle. You've basically already fed the little monster something that it's craving, and it's going to lead you eventually to relapsing because it's already starting that chain link effect. It's already starting getting you down that rabbit hole. You're starting to already slip and slide. And then next thing you know, you're going to be find yourself at the bottom of the mountain, slipping in the mud, and you're going to be finding yourself trying to get back up. The key here, however, is to realize fundamentally that this in those very moments where you're experiencing that, you have to have the practice of labeling it and identifying it. Oh yeah, this is that time. This is that moment where this monster is trying to be fed. And if I indulge it and if I feed it just a little bit, it's going to result in a relapse. It's going to result in slipping up. But you can't even go there, my friends. You've got to have the practice of knowing that I'm surpassing this. And the more you do that, the more you will have confidence, if you do that enough over time, of being able to label it as that little monster and pass and surpass those little humps and those peaks that usually you go back to porn and usually you act out masturbate because you think you need it just to soothe these emotions you're feeling. If you surpass that long enough and more, then that is mastery, my friends. That is porn mastery. I'll use an example for myself. I actually just made a video this morning about this, but I'll explain it in a brief kind of summary right here. Yesterday, as of recording this, yesterday, I had a strong impulse to go back and watch porn, right? Shocker, right? Even though I've been clean for years, even though I killed that monster and buried it in the ground many years ago, sometimes the little monster does come back as a zombie. And sometimes I have to decide, do I let it come back to life or do I finish it off and put a final blow in its brain, right? So yesterday I had a lot of stress and anxiety because of something really small, something little. And I had to really peel back the layers and figure out, why do I feel this stress? And it wasn't like I was thinking like, oh, I really want to watch porn. Nothing like that. It was more like I had this feeling of anxiety, and I knew that the fastest way for me to alleviate this feeling of anxiety was to go to porn. That's the little monster that kind of is existing there, small, even though he's tiny and used to be huge, but now he's tiny and sometimes dead. That little monster is basically saying to me, you know what? The easiest way for you to deal with this anxiety is, you know, it's going back to porn. It's going to instantly fix your issue. It's going to take you back to a state of relaxation, and it's going to fix everything for you. And you know that feeling very well. The problem is it doesn't. In fact, that monster gets bigger and bigger over time. And if I let it, then that's what's going to happen. So what I did instead of feeding the monster, I went inward. I had introspection and asked myself, why am I feeling this stress today? And without going too much into this specific example that I had yesterday, basically I peel back the layers like we talk about. I peel back and ask why? Why do I feel that? Why am I experiencing this? Why do I feel that? Eventually to the point where I realized that personally in my life, I value having the approval of people so much that when I have the disapproval of people, or when I feel like I'm disappointing people through my work or through my life or disappointing my family, I take it very personally and I feel like I'm failing and I kind of start to hate myself because I have these high standards and high values for myself. And when I'm not meeting them, I feel bad for myself. So in this particular instance, I was feeling a lot of stress because I wasn't perfect in a particular situation. I didn't handle something well. And so after peeling it back, I was like, okay, I realized that I feel this anxiety because in general, when I was a child, the way I was raised was very much a approval or disapproval fashion, where if I was a good kid and I did everything right and I did good in school, my parents approved of me and they praised me and they loved me. And even though they're great parents, they're good people, they're not perfect, right? And they had this kind of approval, disapproval dichotomy going on, this dynamic. And if I went to church every Sunday, I was a good kid. If I read my scriptures, I was a good kid. If I, got married and had kids, I was a good kid. And because of this constant like approval and disapproval, and my parent, when I did make mistakes, like watch porn, if I did watch porn, my parents actually did get upset sometimes. You know, they learned to not get upset. But I remember a few times where they got really angry. They were like, how could you do this? Like, how could you do this? This is terrible. So I learned to just put on a facade that like I'm perfect, everything's good, and seek the approval of them and ultimately of other people. And when I feel like I'm disappointing people or I'm experiencing disapproval from anyone, I become very stressed and anxious and I try to fix it immediately. So this is an example, guys, of me peeling back this onion and experiencing that hump where I could have fed this little monster a little bit. And if I did, I know I would have acted out. And if I did, the monster would get bigger and bigger and bigger and it would just explode over time. That's what she said. sorry. But I didn't. And I kind of buried the monster. I took my hammer out with a mighty wrath of Thor. I smashed it in the brains. It's like, and I buried it in the ground again, even deeper this time in the ground. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
And guess what happened, guys? The next day I woke up today and I don't feel that urge, because I identified the emotion. I identified the little monster and I buried it and I fixed it and I resolved it and I understood why I felt that. And that's the practice that you ultimately need to get to. And what's really key here is that the monster that's talking to you is saying this: if you act out, watch porn, masturbate, it'll fix all of your problems. That's what it's saying. You will feel no more stress. You will feel no more anxiety. You will feel no more boredom. You will feel no more horniness because you have a high sex drive, right? You will stop being horny. It's a lie. It's a fallacy that this little monster is trying to tell you. But if you go the other direction, instead of indulging this monster, have introspection and kill the monster, the next day you will wake up and you will feel, wow, I actually didn't need to go back to porn. And it's been a lie that I've been feeding my entire life, that I need this in order to survive. You don't need it. And any time that monster shows his little face, his ugly face, you can be reminded that you don't need it. This monster is here because it's been feeding off of an addiction, but it's actually causing you to feel more stress, anxiety, horniness, high sex drive. All that is being caused by porn itself. And when you realize that and you get in the habit of identifying it, killing the monster, and getting really good at that, then you've beat it. Then you've mastered it. And sometimes the monster does come back to life, trust me. And sometimes it comes back bigger and stronger. But when you do identify and kill it, you will have victory. And that's ultimately how you defeat fantasies and thoughts about porn. Is in those moments you have to find something else to deal with, right? If, for example, you experience fantasies more when you're bored, that means you have to be less bored. And you've essentially just used porn to alleviate these emotions in a very temporary and superficial way that does not address the root cause of why you feel them. And on top of that, it's making you making those emotions more intense over time. It's making you more stressed over time. It's making you all anxious, irritable, stressed, bored. And when you're feeling bored and you do fantasize, it's a sign, it's a hint that is a primary emotion that you try to alleviate through porn. So that means usually you try to alleviate boredom with going to porn, which means in effect, I'm willing to bet, that your life has become more boring over time and desensitized to the point that you need porn to alleviate those emotions. For example, like a different type of example is video games. If you play video games every time you're bored, or if you go to your phone every time you're bored, this is a more common thing, or if you play games on your phone, or if you go to social media every time you're bored, over time you don't know how to not be bored anymore because you've always filled those moments in your life with something that's super normal and hyper stimulating. So to alleviate that, you have to be able to just be bored without stimulating yourself to the point that it requires you to have any supernormal activity, right? It's a very unnatural state, actually, to just sit and not and be uncomfortable sitting just by yourself and having to have your phone. Like if you're in an elevator, look, just watch how quickly people whip out their phones or how quickly you whip out your phone just to alleviate that uncomfortable feeling. It's very unnatural. So instead of, you know, some people believe like if you're bored, that means you have to fill your life with more activity, just like play video games until you fall asleep and just play more video games. It's not gonna work because you're not solving the root issue, is that you're bored because you're overstimulating yourself when you're bored. So how do you learn to just be who you are with your thoughts before bed? And this is what I told this guy that I was mentoring. Ultimately, you have to just come to a place where you can just be and not be bored, not be excited, but just be bored and be okay with it and not feel like you have to fill those moments of silence with porn or fantasy or anything like that. And this is way more important than we give credit to. It's not just about boredom. It's about every negative emotion that you use porn for. If you use porn to alleviate stress, very common, then in those stressful situations, you have to figure out a way to alleviate stress in a normal and a healthy and a non-supernormal way
that takes you to a natural state of relaxation instead of just instantly taking you to relax, because the next time you get stressed, you're gonna instantly stressed out and instantly relax, and you're just gonna spike over control. A more natural cycle of emotions, not just stress, is this. It's more like a natural curve instead of just spiking up and down constantly. It's like bored, not bored, stress, not stress, anxiety, no anxiety, anxiety, no anxiety, horny, not, you know, it's like, no, it's a completely unnatural state. So ask yourself that. If you were living in a country where you had no access to a phone or computer, anything super normal, then how would you deal with those emotions in those situations? And that's an indicator as to what you need to do in those times of boredom, or right before bed, or when you're in the elevator, or when you're at the park or taking a walk. And you don't, you know, it's like when you go on a walk, notice how many people are like listening to music or like listening to a podcast, where people can't even drive nowadays without looking at their phone every time they're stopping at the stoplight. It's because we're constantly stimulating ourselves. It's very unnatural. And it starts with that. Like, the ultimate escape from life is like porn, heroin, drugs, alcohol, smoking, etc. Ultimately, like, that's the worst. But at the very basic and tame level, it's simply going to your phone when you're stressed or when you're bored. It's simply just turning on the computer or going to social media or YouTube. It's those kinds of activities that you have to figure out how to. It's not. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying it is bad to self-soothe with those types of things when you're experiencing those. Anyways, I hope this video is helpful for you guys. I love you all. My kids are here and it's time to go to bed. Take care. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life, and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.